So then, why in the world would we come back to the Alter Rebbe for a new Yechidus? What's our problem? So let's be honest. Let's be honest. Till now, we have one tool, and that tool completely focuses on the outsides and tells us don't worry about the insides. And that was very relieving at first, because if you're so obsessed about being perfect that you don't even try to start to do perfect, you could waste your whole life with that. So it's very nice to get focused on the outsides and forget about the insides for a while. The problem is this. We haven't really done anything yet with our insides. Our insides haven't changed. So if you can imagine, here's your insides, here's your outsides, okay? And they're basically, this is absolute comfort when they're completely aligned. They're on the exact same level. Okay, so let's pretend the person's frum. So we'll go like this, okay? I'll just do a drop more than what's comfortable, right? Okay, is that, I shouldn't admit that in public? All right. Now, he comes to the Alter Rebbe and says, guide me. And the Alter Rebbe says, you want to know the secret? Take your outsides, boom, and just jack it all the way up to the top, turn it up to 10. Okay? I'm doing it. And I say, wow, I can do it. He's not asking me to be different, he's asking me to do different. He's not asking me to change who I am, just to put on a new set of clothes. My levushim, my garments. Okay, I can do this. But imagine there's like a rubber band between your insides and your outsides. And all of a sudden you go, whoom, and you lift up the outsides. Now imagine there's this rubber band. What's happened now to the rubber band? It's stretched very, very tight. So there's this big discrepancy between my insides and my outsides, between who I am and what I do, between self and self-expression. And that discrepancy creates tension. And if I'm going to be emotionally honest, and I come out of the Yechidus, which is 9 through 15, how am I feeling? Okay, on one hand, I feel good because I'm making good decisions consistently and I'm implementing them. But at the same time, how am I feeling, honestly? Stressed, stretched, strained. So I come into the Alter Rebbe in chapter 16 and 17, and I'm like this. You know, I'm in the worst state that I am in the whole book. I say, it hurts, it hurts. He says, are you doing Mayach Shalat HaLev? I say, yeah, I'm doing Mayach Shalat HaLev. Does it work? Yeah, it works, it works. But there's got to be something you can give me. And the Alter Rebbe says, yeah, there's something I can give you. It's called Mayach Shalat HaLev. Mayach Shalat HaLev is how I got here. He says, yeah. But Mayach Shalat HaLev means another thing too. And the definition of Mayach Shalat HaLev changes. I'm telling you, between chapters 12 and chapters and 16, the definition changes. See, at first, Mayach Shalat HaLev meant control yourself. In spite of yourself. Afilu b'shas halev chaymed. You just override it. Control yourself.